Galnet News Digest, 10th of June, 3307. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, Combat Zones. A good walk made better.
Mystery Incorporated.
Roadmap to the stars.
A farewell to Skiffy.
Tonight's video is brought to you courtesy of Settlement Combat Zone Commander Skiffy. In it, he demonstrates how, by careful use of obstacles to take shelter, and strategic selection of weapons, on-foot combat, where you don't shoot till you see their moustaches, can be a skillful and rewarding career. Commander Skiffy likes running around at these sites. It's so much more fun than sitting in your ship's cockpit all day. We'll watch Commander Skiffy's progress as we discuss what's been going on in the galaxy.
Other than the three sporadic and unexplained starport attacks earlier today, which may possibly have disrupted the orbit of one or more of the stations, and other than the success of Core Dynamics Corporation in defeating its own pro-corporate subsidiary, the Jupiter Division, in open combat, today has been a surprisingly quiet day. Things normally happen on Thursdays, but this Thursday in particular was unusually subdued. What are we waiting for? Well, the Aegis megaship Alexandria has been missing for a week now, and although Aegis was quick to write off the crew and the cargo, it's odds on that the megaship is out there somewhere, if only we knew where to look. Will it be intact and waiting for rescue? Will it be a tragic wreck on a planet's surface? Will it have been claimed by a dredger clan like the Hesperus and on the point of being sucked into the wrecker's maw and turned into raw materials, crew, cargo and ship alike? Will the precious cargo of Guardian technology be lost forever? Will Aegis be able to develop new anti-Xeno technology without it? And speaking of the Hesperus, we are overdue a pronouncement from the shadowy figure Salvation, who intends to guide us to find out what happened to the crew of the Hesperus, who set off 200 years ago on a search for something of a Thargoid nature. Salvation seems confident that only they can save mankind, and that they can save mankind only if they can find out what happened to those scientists. We may hear from Salvation again very soon indeed.
There was some confusion at the end of last week when the Pilots Federation published a roadmap for conquering the galaxy. The roadmap consisted of the words third star to the right and straight on till morning, and very little else. There was, however, the promise of incremental improvements throughout June, and then a focus on stopping the galaxy flickering and getting commanders with the Xbox and PS flight control systems up to speed with the Odyssey walking about and landing on planets permits. The bald but bearded gentleman who claims to speak for the Pilots Federation also confirmed that there would be more, much more, to Odyssey as the years roll by, so don't think this is it. In 3 years' time, you'll look back and appreciate that those credits you spent on the permit back in 3307 were well worth the price, even if you did spend the first couple of months seeing the galaxy at a not particularly impressive 15 frames per second. Blinking a lot, if you will. And speaking of credits, all those people who cashed in their exploration data will wish they'd waited, because from today, you can earn arcs for poking your Dysonator 2000 into parts of plants where it isn't wanted. Next week, we can look forward to an easier journey to applying liveries to our suits and seeing all our on-foot activity reflected in the Codex. And the week after that, shared missions will become possible. The galaxy and system maps will be handed back, some of the functionality that went missing, and the Sell Your Ship by Accident user interface will be enhanced, possibly with a confirmation box that reads, "Are you sure you want to accidentally sell your engineered ship? Yes? No? Maybe?" And the Pilots Federation will talk to its rank and file commanders. It will communicate. It will ask us how things are going. And it will tell us what is coming next. They may also play some community CQC.
And how is Commander Skiffy doing, running about in that settlement, dodging laser zaps, grenades and bullets in his Dominator suit? Well done, Commander Skiffy. Your team has won. Time to get back into your ship and cash in those well-earned bounty vouchers. And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news so you don't have to.
I see your moustache. I kill you. I go looking for your favourite pet.